on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
The University of Nottingham, as part of a group of UK Russell Group universities, is to build a major collaboration with 9 top engineering institutions in China. The partnership was set up following a prestigious award by the British Council, which is aimed at building higher education links and helping to improve the quality of engineering research and teaching in China. Last night saw the annual varsity ice hockey match take place at the Moat Point Arena. The game ended 5-4 with a win for Nottingham Trent. In local news, the search continues into day 5 for missing mother Samantha Baldwin, who is wanted on suspicion of abduction of her sons aged 6 and 9. The police have released new CCTV images from the last time she was seen on Monday, wearing a distinctive red coat by Nottingham Waterfront near the canal and then at Cheapside. Warnings have been issued at UK airports and ports. The EU has outlined its strategy for Brexit negotiations, suggesting talks on a trade deal could begin once sufficient progress has been made on a separation settlement with the UK. The guidelines issued by Council President Donald Tusk argued for a phased approach, and the draft will be sent to the 27 member states for approval. In international news, fired Trump aide Michael Flynn has requested immunity to testify on Russia allegations. The ex-national security adviser has said he has a story to tell but needs to be guarded against unfair prosecution. Congress is investigating the allegations regarding Flynn's conversations with a Russian envoy. In entertainment news, the Glastonbury 2017 lineup has been released early. Acts such as The XX, Biffy Clyro and Stormzy join the already packed lineup featuring Radiohead, Foo Fighters and Ed Sheeran. In addition, Disney have reportedly approached Beyoncé about a role as Nala in the Lion King live-action remake. However, she's yet to make a decision on the part. In sports news, GB's Joanna Konta has become the first British woman to reach the Miami Open final with a 6-4-7-5 victory over Venus Williams. The 25-year-old will face world number 14 Caroline Wozniacki in the final. The weather this afternoon will be cloudy with sunny spells and the temperature will remain around 15 degrees. That's all the news that matters to you here on URN. I'm Amy Huddleston and the time is now 25 to 12.